For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? What's up? Winning cures everything. College football week 8 gambling picks. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
Play that sweet music. Let it jam a little bit. That's so good. That's so good. All right. All right. We did absolutely terrible last week. Absolutely terrible. I went 2-5. I lost $236.36. Chris went 0-4, lost $300.
Gary, ask me how much I care.
How much do you care?
I don't give a damn because the LSU Tigers beat the hell out of the Florida Gators.
you should have had that in your picks, man.
One of the greatest nights
in Baton Rouge history.
In a long, long time that I had alone in my sunroom, just me and the windows open, beautiful weather, cool, nice, by myself with the TV, sent everybody else out of the house.
And enjoyed it by yourself. Like, you know what? I
didn't care about
thing.
any gambling. I didn't care about it at all. I had a bunch of money out, spread out, won some, lost some, hit a couple. Money line deals.
Yeah.
But I don't do any of that on here, so it doesn't matter. Lost all of these games. That's fine. It happened.
You know who did fine last week, though?
Who did it?
Ben F. Ben F. from, I believe he's from Arizona.
Okay.
I believe that's right. Actually, here, I'll tell you.
There you go.
He is from, no, I'm sorry. He is from New Mexico.
All right. Out from, west?
From New Mexico, out west. So he went 8-2 on the weekend, and he was rolling. He was rolling, man. He did fine, and that was in our Pick'em contest. You can join in every single week over at winningcureseverything.com. You can go find out more information about us over there. Of course, the football picks contest is up every week. It's up right now. Our gambling picks, our previews, our podcasts, our videos, our social media platforms, everything else is all right there. Go check it out, winningcureseverything.com. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Leave some comments for us. Of course, if you're listening on your favorite podcast app, especially if it is Apple Podcasts, make sure you go leave us a review. We had some really good reviews this past week. So here, read off our records for overall, and I'm going to pull up the reviews for us.
Who is this for, and what is this for?
This right here, I am 23-34.
Okay, I gotcha. So Gary is, what is this, in gambling picks overall?
That's our college football gambling picks overall.
Gary is 23-34. He is down, it looks like, $17.29?
Well, 17.29 units.
Okay.
It's way more than $17, I'll tell you that.
I'm just going to let y'all know two things here. I have dyslexia, and Gary's handwriting is really bad.
It's tiny.
So.
Very tiny.
Small, I can read. I got good eyesight. It's bad. My record, I believe this is 18-20-1, which I don't care about the push, irrelevant, and I'm down 4.95 units. I wish I was only down $4.95.
Believe that.
That would believe be that. Way better, by the way.
Oh, I could agree with
for
that.
For those who understand how math works.
That's it. You know, here we go. All right, so.
It's not easy to do the reviews on the phone.
No, it's really
this
not.
Is the worst part about Apple reviews is it's really hard, and I got a lot of static and feedback.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what's up with that.
It's from my mic and my voice. I just bring this out.
Apparently so.
I hate it. If I could get Apple to do anything, it's make it easy to leave a review on the phone.
Yeah, I agree. Burl Cat, a couple of weeks ago, said, these guys know their stuff. No, they don't win every game or even claim that. That is true. They are real dudes with exceptional football knowledge. Chris goes on a passionate rant about something at least once an episode. and Gary keeps it middle of the road. Both are needed to make this podcast enjoyable.
I appreciate that.
And then Crosby 22 said, great, easy listening. I've been with you guys since 2017. Get on and listen. Whatever Gary says, go opposite. LOL. Great show,
fellas. Taking shots. I love it.
Hey, I can't blame him right now.
That's all right.
I can't blame him right now. Listen, because
we take it better than most.
Look, this has just been a bad year. Been a bad year. But that's okay, because I'm getting off the schneid today, my friends.
Okay.
This week, it is week 8. I'm feeling good. Better than I have in a long time. I feel all right.
That's the difference between you and I.
I'll go ahead and tell you, I don't feel as good.
All right.
I don't feel as good.
All right.
I'm going to go. Do you want to? You've got more than I do.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to preface this, and this will carry over to the NFL one. I'm probably not going to do a preface there. But I'm not trying to complain. I'm just telling you the state of mind I'm in and what I have. All right. So I'm doped up on a whole lot of cold meds, flu meds, those types of things. And I've been, instead of resting, working like a champ every day. And I'm a little bit exhausted. Today at noon for my lunch break, I sat down, so I'm gonna look at some lines. And I just asked a young lady for a pen that was waiting on me and a piece of paper. She handed it to me, and I wrote down every game I liked. Don't question it. Didn't think about it. I like this, like this, I like this, I like this, I like this. Done. Y'all have watched me do this for years and years and years. I've never bet more than 6 games at a time. I think last year Gary made us pick 7 college football games. I argue with him all the time about it. I have 8. I wrote down 8. And I said, well, I don't. This is not normal. In the NFL, you know how much I'm allergic to chalk.
Yeah.
And I like dogs. I don't have a single dog. This is the most non-like me games. So it's either going to be great. And if it's great, then I just need to just dope myself up on meds all the time and just don't sleep. And I should do a lot better. So, yes, I will start. And I will start with a weeknight game. Is this Thursday or it's Thursday? It's Wednesday. God, these Wednesday games are going to ruin. Like, I'm going to lose half my stuff, not from gambling, because my wife's going to leave me. But I'm going to watch this one. UCLA Stanford. UCLA.
No, that is a Thursday night game.
It says Wednesday. Oh, it says Thursday underneath.
Thursday. Yeah, that's Thursday night game.
Guys, come on now. This is bad. I'm going to roll through them real quick then. I'll just start. UCLA, I was catching +8 at lunchtime. It's +6.5 now. It's a big difference right now. I don't care. I've just made up my mind that almost every underdog in the Pac-12 I'm just going to bet on. I'm just going to bet every underdog in the Pac-12, Gary. Because
are you betting money line? Or are you betting?
No, what? Not in the gambling picks. I'm taking the points.
Okay,
so what I actually do in real life might be.
You taking 8 or 6.5?
I'm gonna take 6.5 because that's what it is. That's how I always, whatever I can get it at right now. It's now at 7. That's so weird. 6.5 -110. I'm gonna take it. I don't care.
Okay.
6.5. I think UCLA's got a good chance to win this game. I think they're trying to get things turned around. And I'm going to tell you this. Stanford's rolled off a couple of wins. They're not impressing anybody.
No.
And it's the Pac-12, guys. Does anybody really think anybody knows what the hell's going on out there?
No. Not in the slightest.
Take all the dogs. You're fine.
What are you doing? $50?
$50. All of these are just standard $50.
I can get down with
110.
It. 110. I can get down with it. All right.
I'll be a lot quicker.
For me, game number 1, Duke. 3.5-point underdog at Virginia. Look, I understand where you're coming from, right? Virginia has beaten Duke 4 straight times. They've covered against them 3 out of the 4.
I didn't know that.
Like they, yeah.
You taught me something. I appreciate it.
And it's, Virginia has got such a great run defense. And that's what Duke does is they run the football and da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't care. I don't care about any of these stats. I don't care about any of this stuff. Duke is 13-3 against the spread, 12-4 straight up as an underdog of less than a touchdown under David Cutcliffe. I don't think that ends here.
That seems pretty good.
I like Duke +3.5 here. Give me that all day. $50 at -110.
I'm going to the Big Ten. And we have rules. We bet against bad teams.
Yes, we do.
I'm going against a bad team, and I'm going with who I believe, I don't care about all these other rankings, My belief is it's the second best team in the country. I'm going with Wisconsin. Minus 25 and a half is what I found. Let me make sure it's still close to that.
I thought it was like 30.
31? How the hell it looks? How the hell did it jump 7 points? I'll take the 31. Care? Care? Told you. I'm out of my mind tonight. I told you, man.
Now is this at Illinois?
It's at Illinois. On the road. It don't matter. They have shut everybody. Guess what? This is going to be one of those games where another team does not score. Another team's not going to score.
$50.
$50.
$50 at minus 110.
I was going to put more on it until I saw it jump 7 points in like 7 hours. So it's like a point an hour. By the time game time gets here, it's going to get rough.
Yeah, it'll be 49 by.
Wisconsin's going to kill them.
I think you're right.
How many points is Illinois going to score?
I'd say like 10.
If I could find a place that I could bet team total,
I'd say they.
I guarantee. Please tell me this website.
They do. Probably not. But they do. I'd bet Illinois scores probably 10 because, I mean, Wisconsin's got Ohio State next week.
Gary, you're crazy. You're crazy.
Oh, man.
Gary, on something. You can't get Wisconsin. Oh, I don't want Wisconsin. I
want Illinois. You want Illinois? They ain't got that either, do they?
No. Well, hang on. They might. That's Illinois team total. It's the line.
Yeah, that's the line. Hang on. That's not right. They ain't got that thing, do they? Total points scored by Illinois. Over-under is 10.
10. I'm
hey, man, I was down under. On that number.
You were. That's
all right.
You should do this for a living. I'm sorry. This is boring radio.
I don't know about all that. All right, let's roll on. Game number two for me. Arizona State. I got them at 14. What is it, 13 and a half?
I saw it at 13 and a half. But I saw it on two places, 13 and a half, and I saw it at 14 and a half. So you can.
I'm just going to take the 14.
I was about to say, you can find a good number.
At 14, I'm betting $100 at minus 110, Arizona State plus 14. Here's the deal. Herm Edwards, 12-7 straight up at Arizona State the last two seasons. Of those seven losses, only one was by more than a touchdown, and that was an 11-point loss to Fresno State in the Las Vegas Bowl when they were sitting guys, people didn't care about playing, whatever. Arizona State beat Utah last year 38-20. Utah, 0-3 against the spread, their last three at home as a double-digit favorite. I like Arizona State here. I don't know that they win the game. I don't need them to win the game. I just need them to cover 14. So I'm doing 100 at minus 110, Arizona State plus 14. Who you got next?
So you see what Gary said. What is this? Is it a Pac-12 game?
Pac-12 game.
What'd I say?
I bet on all the
dogs. All the dogs in the Pac-12, guys. This is easy. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm just because do we know what the Pac-12 is? No. Do you know? Because you don't. I don't. I sure as hell don't know what's going on in Pac-12. But I know this. Underdogs are covering like crazy.
That's true.
Now, that I'm not true. All of my gambling picks are not all the underdogs, but a lot of them are the
a lot of them underdogs are. In the Pac-12. What are you doing? $50.
I'm just 50 across the board. Just easy for me, man.
That makes sense.
I can't be thinking too much tonight.
I can understand that.
It's too hard.
I can understand that. Let's jump into the next one. Boise State. This is game number three for me. Boise State minus 6.5 at BYU. Both teams using backup quarterbacks right now. We don't know what's going on with our boy Hank yet.
Not yet.
But I would assume he's probably out. But that's okay.
That's going to be tough.
Because this other guy, Chase Cord, like, he came in, he threw three touchdowns, 175 yards. He looked just fine against Hawaii last week. Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
BYU and Hawaii, slightly different teams. Slightly different. And the fact that they're going on the road to Provo, that's kind of a tough deal. But look, BYU, while Boise does like to fling it, they can also run the football. BYU, the number 114 rushing defense in the country. BYU is minus 6 average against the spread this year. Boise is plus 3 average against the spread. I like Boise.
BYU started off crazy hot.
And I think they just got worn down. That schedule was rough.
It was rough early. Losing to South Florida last week, man, that's a...
Oh, yeah. Well, and they had to go on the road and then come back.
That's right.
And while,
but they've been doing that all year.
Exactly. I think, and they hadn't had a bye yet.
No, you're right. Their schedule is, without being in a big mega conference, their schedule is crazy.
And without Zach Wilson at quarterback, that team is in trouble. They're just in a
whole mess. What are you doing? I interrupted you. I apologize.
No, it's all good. Boise State -6.5 at BYU. $50 at -110 for me. Who you got next?
Now, this is a Pac-12 game. I'm taking the dog. But I actually have a little philosophy that I just like, okay? It's a thing that I like to bet on. Whenever a team is coming off a brutal, brutal loss, bad loss, not a good game, and I like playing against a team that's coming off a good win. When that matchup happens, I like taking the dog because everybody's thinking high on this guy and bad on this guy, right?
Okay.
Well, this guy didn't win, but they were on national TV and they played really, really well. I like Arizona +9.5 at USC.
That's it. Pac-12.
I'm taking a dog, Pac-12. And I can't tell you that Arizona is that much worse than USC. But USC should win this game. I don't know that they will. But 9.5 points, I don't know that there's anybody in the Pac-12 that I would lay 9.5 points to with USC. Is anybody that level bad?
I would say Oregon State.
Man, I would too, but I don't know. But
Oregon State's offense has been pretty good.
They can score, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's like holding Oregon State to nothing. I might be wrong on this. Might be wrong on a lot of these. But I thought 9.5 points, they shouldn't be. And let me double check this because these numbers have been way different since lunchtime. Now it's 10. I'm going to take the 10. Since I gave the bad numbers earlier, I'll take one good number for myself.
Arizona +10 I think that's at fair, USC.
As long as I'm consistent.
That's $50 at -110. Okay.
Come on, Wildcats. Give me one.
Let's jump into my fourth game. And I've got 7. I'm going with Central Michigan.
Okay.
-11.5 at Bowling Green.
They were in a money line parlay with me a couple of weeks ago.
Bowling Green? Bowling Green coming off of a massive, massive home win rivalry game against Toledo.
Bowling Green was like +1,400 to win that game.
Yeah. They were 27-point underdogs.
Yes.
At home.
That's why they were like +1,400 to win that
game. Did you see how they won the game, though?
No, I don't. Did I see how they won the game? I didn't know they played the game until somebody in our text thread said, what was the money line on Bowling Green?
Yeah.
I had to go Google it.
Fumbled punts. Just fumbles and turnovers.
That's how they're going to win games, okay?
Short fields.
That's the only way they're going to win.
Toledo's quarterback got hurt. Any number of different things.
All of those things have to happen to make that
Bowling
happen.
Green, even after that win, the number 112 defense as far as yards per carry goes for rushing.
They're really bad at football.
Central Michigan is number 50 in the country in yards per rush. That is how they get their stuff going. Central Michigan wins this by at least 2 touchdowns. Put $75 down at -110 on Central Michigan, -11.5. Who you got next?
I'm betting against a coach I don't like betting against. I'm leaving the Pac-12 because I really love this other guy. Give me the Baylor Bears +3.5 going to Oklahoma State.
+3.5?
+3.5. Hang on.
Check out that number.
+3 now. All right.
But it's even money.
I get less juice. Save me some on the juice there. That's
+3.
I lose half point.
+100.
This team is undefeated. And they are playing in crazy wild football games. If you're wanting just to guess what will be a good game to watch, find this game. It's going to be on FS1 or ESPN or Fox. You always have to where the channels are if you can find them.
Oh, yeah, but I can find it.
This is going to be an incredible game. Gundy, 2 weeks to prepare for this Baylor team, all right? Had the bye week last week. That team has had some ups. That team's had some downs. They haven't played a defense like this Baylor Bears, the Matt Rhule. And Brewer is making a case for
why. It's on Fox. Big Fox.
Oh, the Big Fox.
3 p.m.
Because you know why? Because they know dummies. Nope. They know Baylor. If you want great, close football games, you put the Baylor games on because all of them are exciting. But you know what happens when you got close games? You don't win a whole lot of those by 7 points. I'm catching 3, and I got what I think is the better football team. Now, I do think that some point in time they're going to lose. I don't think they're going to stay undefeated for long, but I'm going to ride them one more time.
I can get down with it. That's good stuff.
I love Matt Rhule.
Game number five for me. And I'm putting a lot of money on this one.
Ooh, I like when you do this.
Iowa State. At all. Iowa State is a 7-point favorite at Texas Tech.
Are we doing this?
Did you do the same? Oh, are we going head to head?
Are we doing this? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I got $150.
On Iowa State.
On Iowa State. All Iowa right. State.
On the road.
The number 11 passing offense in the country against Texas Tech, who is the number 94 passing defense. Iowa State has won and covered three straight against Texas Tech, and they have been blowing Texas Tech out every
None
year.
Of those Texas Tech teams are going to look like this team.
Texas Tech coming off of a 2-overtime loss at Baylor. I understand Iowa State went on the road and whooped up on West Virginia last week. I'm telling you, there's something about this Iowa State team, their yards per play differential, everything about this team is different. And don't forget, you know what month we're in, right?
We're in October.
That would be incorrect. We are in Brocktober, my friend. Oh, I was hoping you would say October. Brocktober, baby. Iowa State -7 at Texas Tech. I'm putting $150 down at -110. Let's go.
Texas Tech defense is substantially better.
Texas Tech's defense sucks. No. That defense is terrible. They're not terrible. Randy, I know you're watching this. They're our boy terrible. From Lubbock.
They're just not.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to tell you
the
exactly.
The stats will tell you that.
No,
that
but
team
see, stats lie. This is why I don't like analytics.
That's fine.
All the time. That's why you can't marry yourself to them, because I watch these games. And against Baylor, a good football team, an undefeated football team, a team that beat Iowa State, okay? Against Baylor.
It took Charlie Brewer throwing three interceptions in that ballgame.
But that's because their defense took the ball away three times, A. And B, the reason the defense began to crumble is because those games are so physical and they're so hard. This Baylor team beats you up physically early, and the game goes later and later, and then your defense begins to hurt and to fall apart. Iowa State is not a we're going to beat you up physically team. They're just a different style. They're Big 12 football, okay?
Okay.
I like Texas Tech. I like a home dog catching a touchdown here. I saw this team go toe-to-toe with the Baylor Bears, and I think Baylor's a better football team than Iowa State.
And they are by 2 points at home.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. That's just how that game finished.
Yeah. I'm with
you. They're a better football team. Brewer's okay. A better quarterback than Brock.
Oh, I don't know about that. Not in Brocktober, my friend. Not in Brocktober. All right. Next up for me, game number 6.
Can't believe we're going head-to-head.
Hey, that happens sometimes, man. North Carolina, -3.5 at Virginia Tech. Justin Fuente's boys, 2-7 against the spread. Their last 9 against ACC competition. Look, at Miami, they covered. Miami had to give them the ball 4 times.
You never give the defense credit for taking those 4 away. You notice that? This is a pattern here of just the quarterback just gave it to him.
And then last year, a very fluky Virginia game where Virginia Tech wins. I ain't even studying you right now.
I just like giving credit to people who do a good job.
Turnover margin here. North Carolina number 56 in the country, Virginia Tech number 107. I trust Sam Howell more than I trust anybody on Virginia Tech's football team. This team has major, major problems. I love North Carolina in this spot. -3.5, I'm trusting my eyeballs. That's what I'm doing here. What is it, -105?
Yeah, you can get 105.
I'll take 105. Give me 105. I wish I could have found a 3. But some of the ones I saw earlier were actually 4s.
No, they're probably going the other way. I'm gonna bet North Carolina's gonna be a good play this week.
Yeah.
A lot of people gonna be on them.
So $50 at -105, North Carolina -3.5. The Fighting Mac Browns doing what they do. Justin Fuente, you need to get your ish together, player. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he's
in some mad trouble right now, man.
He's gonna be looking for one of those G5 jobs. That's next year.
We thought that he was the golden child.
I mean, what he did at Memphis was pretty damn special.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody thought that it was the perfect transition. He fits Blacksburg so well. And da da da. Look, Blacksburg ain't scary to go into anymore. It's just not. No. Like, I don't know what's going on there, but until they prove me wrong, like, I'm all over North Carolina going there. Who you got?
4 weeks in a row. I don't even know if I didn't cover this game because I didn't win any games last week. This is why when you go over, it makes things remember and easy.
It makes it easier.
When you're not all in your head together. 4 weeks in a row, I've bet against Penn State.
That's a problem.
I'm going to make it five.
Oh, my God.
Give me the Michigan Wolverines going into the whiteout.
Oh, God. What's the number?
I saw it at plus nine earlier, and then I just saw it at 8.5. I'll take the 8.5. That's fine.
Michigan plus 8.5.
They're going to make this a one-score game. Michigan's going to have some pride about themselves, and they're going to compete to win this football game.
I don't think that's a terrible bet. Like, I don't think that's bad at all.
Well, I think I've covered one, I've pushed one, and lost two. One of them I lost was the Maryland game. That ain't my fault. That's Maryland and I'm very much in taking personal responsibility. Now, that's Locksley just being just a dog, coach. Just a dog.
Yeah.
Just a fraud. Not a dog. A fraud.
A fraud, coach.
Yes.
All right. Last one for me. Let's do this thing up. Let's give out a big number.
Okay.
Missouri.
Oh, I forgot all about this game.
Missouri going on the road to Nashville, giving up 21 points. Now, you can find a different spot. There's 21.5. There's 21. I'm taking the better number. If you get it 21.5, buy that thing back down. Like, just do yourself the favor.
Yeah, buy that.
Don't get hooked.
You can get 21.
There you go.
I see 21 right here. Minus 110. Good.
So, do yourself the favor. Do not get caught by the hook. I've been caught by the hook so many damn times this year. I'm tired of it. I don't want to deal with it anymore. Missouri minus 21 at Vandy. Look, Vandy 0-6 against the spread this year. This team looks like they have quit.
Who went in there and beat the crap out of them last week?
UNLV.
That's what
beat
I thought.
Beat them 34-10 in Nashville last week.
That's what I thought.
That's Vanderbilt only put up 10 points at home.
That's bad.
Against UNLV?
That's a bad thing.
Missouri is 7-3 against the spread in their last 10 games. Their yards per point margin, Missouri is number 31 in the country. Vandy is number 118. Defensive yards per play, Missouri number 12. They don't give up nothing. Vanderbilt is number 126.
Well, Vanderbilt's not scoring on anybody.
Vandy couldn't stop a sneeze, man.
Yeah, man.
This Vanderbilt team is maybe the worst that I have seen in 15, 20 years.
They've gotten worse over the season, though.
Yes.
They started off not terrible.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't bad. They played a difficult schedule.
Yes, they were competitive early.
But, man,
they just died.
Yeah. I think it might have happened last week.
I had three games written down that I actually did X off. That's one of them.
Oh, I'm doing $75 at minus 110 on that one.
My last game.
All right.
We are going to this game.
Yeah, we are.
Friday night. We're going to the home team, catching 28 points against Ohio State, the Buckeyes. Many people in the country have this as the number one team in the country. They say they're the most complete team in the country. I say Ohio State hadn't played nobody yet. And this is the best defense they're going to play. This defense stymied Wisconsin, and it's going to stymie Ohio State. Don't know if they're going to win.
But 28 points is a lot.
But you give me 4 touchdown head start.
At home.
I say, if you don't score 4 touchdowns, then I feel great. I can't lose, right?
That's a good point.
That's how math works, right?
I mean, you think they're going to hold Ohio State to less than 4 touchdowns?
I could see 35-10, 35-13.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
That
I thought you were saying they were going to hold their offense to...
But I'm just saying, I don't see them scoring more than 35. I see them scoring around the 35 number. And that defense of Ohio State's good. They're not world beaters. Northwestern's had 2 weeks to prepare for this game.
But I know Ohio State is the line up to 28.5 now.
I doubt it. It's been at 28 pretty strong all week.
28 on there. Okay, yeah.
I say all week. It's Tuesday.
There's other places you can get at 28.5.
Probably.
So,
but I'm okay. I'm okay.
I'm
riding with the home team. I've tried to make Northwestern a thing all year. I've tried so hard. You know who else I've tried to make a thing? South Carolina.
And you should have had them last week.
And guess what? I did have not on here, but it's okay.
Yeah.
That game worked out very, very well for me. I'm going to have a little bit of that on this one.
Just a touch.
Just a touch.
Sprinkle a little bit on that money line action.
Plus 2,500.
Good gracious. 2,500?
Plus 25.
Good gracious. All right, that's going to wrap it up.
That's why it's called gambling.
Yeah, that's going to wrap it up for the college football gambling picks. Of course, we have not done very well, but you can keep track of every single bet. We don't hide from them. We'll tell you exactly what we've done all season long. You can go find the spreadsheets over at winningcureseverything.com. Just click on gambling picks up in the navigation bar over there. But right now, to help us out with a few picks, we're going to bring in our buddy, Mr. TJ Reeves from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. All right, we've got Mr. TJ Reeves from the Three Dog Thursday podcast in with us. You can find him on Twitter at BuckSidelineGuy. TJ, you're back from across the pond. How you feeling, man? Everything doing okay?
All right, so I'm a little jet lagged. You know, last week I was joining you after playoff baseball. You were recording with me immediately after the Absolutely. Rays were battling the Houston Astros, and it didn't work out for the Rays ultimately in the baseball. Now, 7 days later, I have come back to the continent here of North America just to be on Winning Cures here. You were checking with me earlier about whether I was going to be available for the podcast because of jet lag, time zone displacement. And I said to you, I went 3-for-3 on Three Dog Thursday. I got to come on the show. If I'm 0-3, then I'm still in witness protection. I'd act like I was still in Europe and would not come on the show. But I was 3-for-3
yes,
last
you were.
Week. I got to post. I got to show up.
Yes, you were. You were knocking them out of the park last week. Very nicely done, of course. We're going to start off with college football here.
Yes.
Man, let's talk about the biggest game of the weekend first. And then I'm going to get a few leans from you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The whiteout up in Happy Valley. Look, Penn State giving up 9 points to Michigan. It seems like a ton of points. But, of course, we've talked multiple times this year about Harbaugh as an underdog. He does not do well in that spot on the road. Like, the home team has blown out the away team the last 3 years. How do you feel about this? Is 9 too many here?
That's a great question, and you guys were on to it earlier in the year about Harbaugh as the road underdog being less than stellar, and, of course, Wisconsin whacked them earlier in the year. Now, I guess it's a true confession time on Winning Cures. Giannini, you want a little true confession here on the show?
This is a safe space.
Let's do a little true confession that I'm in Europe, and I'm not able to watch a whole lot of college football because they've got everything blocked on the internet from being able to watch. You go to the pubs and the sports bars, and they're showing the World Cup of rugby Saturday afternoon. I kid you not. I exaggerate you not with Scotland playing Samoa in rugby on in all the pubs with everybody hanging on every play of this rugby game. So I was not able to see a lot live. I have since seen some highlights, some recaps, but Michigan obviously struggled to put Illinois away at home. So that makes me even less inclined to take the points here with Penn State, who's been really good, guys. That's my point.
Well, and I'll tell you this. They were – so against Illinois, they were up 28-0 in that game, I believe.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And Illinois comes back, makes it 28-25, and then, you know, Michigan puts the final two touchdowns on the board. I wonder if maybe part of this was looking ahead. I'm guessing maybe.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of this, so I couldn't speak to did they pull a bunch of guys and just kind of let the starters get out and get healthy or kind of how Illinois came back on them. I don't know.
They had a couple of bad turnovers, I know that, and Illinois is not very good.
No, they're not.
And there were eyebrows being raised everywhere, and yes, they put the game away. But I agree with you guys. I mean, what does this really mean when you're going on the road in a hostile environment, 100,000 Penn State's feeling it? They've been in this spot a couple of times before with James Franklin and not won the game. So are they due right now to get the big win over Michigan and set them up for later in the year?
Michigan, Penn State loves the revenge spot, and Michigan beat them 42-7 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this could definitely be one of those where they are amped up for it. I was wondering if maybe they would look past Iowa. I don't know that they did that, but man, like this is definitely going to be one hell of a football game. Let's talk about some of your leans here. So we'll lead into one that I'm super curious about. South Florida as an underdog last week. Look, right in your backyard. They get the win last week against BYU, and they look fairly decent. They've got two wins in a row now over FBS teams, which they had lost, what, 10 straight to FBS teams? Right. So Charlie Strong maybe getting this thing turned around. They got the right quarterback now. Tell me what you're feeling here.
Okay, so at the risk of Chris in particular saying, do you dare go back to the USF Bulls after I took them at the beginning of the year against Wisconsin? And how did that work out, by the way, on the opening weekend of the season?
I think it was
Wisconsin. Yeah, 49 USF, nothing, and embarrassing. And they also got embarrassed back about 3 weeks ago now by SMU at home. And I know Sonny Dykes has got them rolling with Southern Methodist, but they were up 42-0 before USF dressed up the final score with a couple of touchdowns in the second half. Clearly USF has still got flaws. And yes, they're going on the road here, but that is an interesting spot for the Bulls because they still have some playmakers on both sides of the ball. Their defense played well last week. The only question I would have here, it's what, a two touchdown line, like 13.5?
Yeah, you can get 14.
Something like that.
You can find 14.
But the triple option again, we talked about this before with Navy, and Navy lost the game to Memphis a couple of weeks ago, but since then they've beaten Air Force and they beat the daylights out of who, like Tulsa last week, killed them.
Yeah, sure did.
On the road. So that concerns me, the triple option. But that's a game that we will probably discuss some on Three Dog Thursday because USF's got a redshirt freshman quarterback named Jordan McLeod, a local kid who's played well for them in the last two or three games. In particular, last week against BYU. So the real question is, can Charlie Strong's defense handle the triple option guys in that one?
That's going to be the question.
That will absolutely be the question. Now, for one of the bigger games of the weekend, a giant Pac-12 game. And now this may decide the Pac-12 South here. Arizona State going to Utah. Utah giving up, what, two touchdowns? 13.5, 14 points?
Yeah, I'm seeing 13.5.
But there's probably spots, find 14. Yeah, there's spots you can find 14. This seems like this is obviously one of my favorite bets. How do you feel about Herm and the boys?
Well, you were on them earlier in the year for the win at Michigan State, so I credit you, Gary Seegers, for being on them. And they also have the win at Cal, which was not only a cover but an outright victory. Now getting two touchdowns here against a Utah team that has been good. And obviously Kyle Whittingham's got them rolling. The only loss is the game at Southern Cal. They have a couple of easy wins in their last two games. But that's a lot of points. And it might be forks up here. Saturday night game, Pac-12 Network. I am definitely going to take a strong look at the Sun Devils here this one in a little Pac-12 football action for this matchup. So somebody's got to end up winning that conference before it's all said and done. We think it's going to be Oregon out of the North, but Arizona State may be your team. And you're right, this game may decide the South and who's in the championship game, guys.
You got that right. Jane Daniels, the quarterback for Arizona State, is an absolute stud. Yes, he's a true freshman, but he is a baller, an absolute baller. All right.
And as we keep saying, we're not laughing at Herm Edwards anymore.
Oh, really?
There were
some
that laughed a bunch about that choice as a head coach.
We were two of them.
5-1? They're 4-1 or 5-1 right now going into
5-1.
5-1. So that's more than respectable, and they've got a legitimate puncher's chance in that one, my friend.
They most certainly do. They went 7-5 regular season last year, proved a lot of people wrong, and sitting at 5-1 right now.
That's right.
So I love it. I love it. All right, he is TJ Reeves. He joins us every week from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. Go get him on Twitter at BuckSidelineGuy. TJ, we appreciate you being here, buddy.
Came back from the UK just to be on the show this week. Thank you for having me, guys.
Absolutely. All right, we appreciate TJ for hopping in here, doing his thing. You know he's got good information. The boy's got good information. All about it. All right. So go check him out, Three Dog Thursday podcast on Twitter at BuckSidelineGuy. You can get us on Twitter at Winning Cures. I'm at GaryWCE.
I'm at Chris B. Giannini.
We're also on Facebook. You can find us at WinningCuresEverything.com. The show, as always, brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They've got 6 absolutely incredible sports books. You can find more information on those over at TunicaTravel.com. I think that's going to wrap it up. Anything else you can think of?
I'm not responsible for any of these picks.
Nope. This is entertainment only, my friends. I swear to you, because we have lost enough. Y'all don't need to be losing all this money. But, whew, good gracious. I think we're getting off the schneid this week. We're feeling good.
I feel real good about the Texas Tech pick. Now that Gary's just so fired up about it.
I'm fired up about Iowa State, man. Let's roll.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app, visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.